92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
For most people, the Google search bar has been the door to the internet for the last 30 years. Everyone knows how to use it. It'll almost always give you exactly what you want, and people clearly depend on it because approximately 75% of people using a search engine use Google. Edge has only 16% usage, and every other option is down in the single digits. But the way Google performs searches has been dramatically changed, and I don't think it's for the better, because they've fully incorporated their Gemini artificial intelligence system into their search bar, and there's no way to avoid it. Well, I guess there is, but it means changing to another browser, which might actually be a good idea. This change could have a massive impact on businesses not having people direct it to them, and in the first week, news websites and small businesses were feeling the impact. So what happens now is instead of getting the links we're accustomed to seeing, we'll get lists of AI-generated summaries of what you're searching for, which will then push you to have a conversation with Gemini to ask follow-up questions. Well, that's not annoying at all. And once you give the new Google something to search for, Gemini will begin processing targeted advertisements and suggesting topics that you might be interested in, which is almost worse than the typical cookies based on algorithms that show you ads for things you purchased a year ago. Google has also announced its AI agent Gemini Spark will continue to work on tasks in the background, even when you close your laptop or your phone. Great. More unnecessary stuff running in the background, killing my battery. How loud do we have to say it, people? Nobody wants this stuff.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.